Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with Robert Kiyosaki. Robert T. Kiyosaki is the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You already knew that, but did you know that's the 20th anniversary of that first, that number one personal finance book of all time, the 20th anniversary. And the new version is out, the 20th anniversary edition is out right now with a bunch of updates and nine new study sections. It's outstanding. And he's back on the show. Robert, thanks again for being here. When we went to the break, you were talking about the impact on society, on the middle class, of technology. I mean, we can blame some of this, some of the issues that we have on politicians and their decisions, but a lot of it is just progress, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, what's happened is there's a book came out that's called The Rise of Robots, written by Martin Ford. I recommend everybody read it, especially for young people who think there's job security, because what that book is saying is, like I was saying before we went to break, for a person like me with a college education, globalization didn't affect me. But my classmates who worked for the sugar plantations in Hawaii got their jobs wiped out.
Right.
But the next wave to get wiped out are the white-collar guys, which are doctors and lawyers. Lawyers, which is a good thing. But anyway, you don't need white-collar workers anymore. So the robot's going to replace them. As I was saying, I live in Phoenix, Arizona now, and driving around by my office are Uber cars with nobody in them, and Google cars with nobody in them. And I still hear parents say to their kids, go to school and get a job, or President Trump saying, we're going to bring jobs back. But the reality is that America can now outproduce China, but not with employees, but with robots.
What's the answer? Robert? We can't become Luddites and just disavow technology.
I didn't say that.
No, I know, but what is the answer?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a job. I've never had a job. I don't want a job.
Well, everybody can't be an investor like you, though, Robert. Everybody doesn't want to be, right?
I don't know. If they don't want to be, it's fine. Yeah. I just learned everything playing Monopoly, like I said to you.
Yeah.
And the reason most people work is because they have a working-class mindset. And that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's why Donald Trump, President Trump, and I have co-authored two books. Our first book came out in 2004, I believe, and we said the middle class was going to disappear anyway. So if you still say, well, I'm going to still look for a job, well, that's your choice.
Yeah.
It's not my choice. It's not
your
choice.
What would you recommend? What would you tell them to do? Learn how to play Monopoly?
No, I would. You got to look. You have to understand that most people go to school have a working class mindset. If you can accept that, it's a middle class mindset. In the book, The Communist.
But isn't it a good thing, Robert? Though that we have people who want to work as nurses and who want to work as carpenters. Isn't that a good thing?
Hey Jim, I'm not here to debate you.
Yeah, I'm not debating. I'm just asking some questions.
I'm just telling you right now, the idea of going to school to get a job is an obsolete idea.
Yeah.
And true, there's always going to be people who work, but if you look at what's happening, even at McDonald's today, I have a friend, I work out with them in Phoenix. McDonald's is building kiosks right now that can be run by one person.
That's right.
And so, you know, what are you going to say to your kids? Well, don't worry. You always got a job at McDonald's, or you can always be a doctor. That's not true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad 20 years ago. You want to hang on to your mother and father's ideas, have a good life. It's not my idea of a life.
Right.
I'm an international entrepreneur. I like it a lot better. I don't have a job. I don't pay any taxes, and I use debt to get
but,
it.
But everybody can't do it, nor do they want to. And so that's, you know, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Your advice is excellent.
Jim, I never said everybody could do it. I'm just telling you this is what the rich do.
Yeah. Right.
And if you want to do it, go have a good life.
Well, there are other ways of becoming rich too. I mean, you don't have to be there are plenty of people who have worked hard and who have found financial success through their work. I mean, by building a business one step at a time. That sort of thing. Right? I mean, aren't those worthy of your praise?
Jim, you sound very defensive this morning.
No, I'm just trying to get you to tell us what the other options are. Everybody can't be Robert Kiyosaki.
I didn't say you had to be. I'm just saying right now the odds of you going to school and getting a high-paying job is diminishing every day. I said in Rich Dad Poor Dad 20 years ago that savers would be losers, and interest rates have gone below zero, and people still say to their kids, save money.
Well, I agree with that.
I talked about your house is not an asset.
Yeah.
And people still call their house an asset, even though the real estate market collapsed.
Right. I hear you. And, hey, Robert, you want to
hang on to mommy and daddy's ideas.
You want to give us a website?
Not my idea.
You want to give us a website, Robert?
No, I'd really rather not. You know, Jim, you can go to richdad.com and all that.
All right.
But I think right now, you know, that people should listen.
Robert, I got to wrap it up. I got to go on to the next one. Thank you for being here. Robert Kiyosaki, ladies and gentlemen, 20th anniversary of Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.